Patient for Sadia Azhar, SADIA AZHAR. Date of birth is 8/5/1982. Date of service is 7/15/2024. Date of accident is 2/18/2018. This patient is coming as she has a ongoing continuous history of pain in the neck and the lower back and ongoing headaches. She reports of ongoing radiation of pain and numbness and tingling in the right arm, front and back, as well as the right entire lower extremity posteriorly. She reported that she was placed on prednisone that helped her 70% improvement. Currently, she is on Imitrex and Topamax for headaches. As of now, we are placing her on for ongoing headache history. She reports that her pain level is usually between 3 and 5. The headaches are 5. Neck pain and lower back pain is also 5. The reports of occasional dizziness and issue with the sleeping. ADLs are affected 3, and 70% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, for system review, additional history, and thus substance abuse as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure of 115/70, pulse 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 6/10/2024, dictation number 0619-079. Only the general review, musculature and musculoskeletal examination need to be placed in. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the patient on physical therapy once a week with massage and traction for the neck and the lower back. She is okay to work on a light duty. She is also provided a compounding cream and naltrexone capsule. A Topamax 50 mg once a day for headache relief is provided. No refill. Ibuprofen 600 mg twice a day is provided. No refills. Lyrica 50 mg at night is provided, 30 tablets. And Tramadol 50 mg at night is provided, 30 tablets. Furoscix are provided, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets. Now Lyrica is for pain, Tramadol is for pain, and Furoscix are for headaches. Topamax is to prevent the migraine headaches. Ibuprofen is for healing. The maps and the labs have been reviewed for the patient, and the patient is quite satisfied with the treatment at this time, conservative treatment. All the MRIs have been reviewed again with the patient, and the latest MRI showed a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1, for which I had advised 4 to 5 lumbar epidural steroid injections. As well as in C5, C6, and C6-7, there is a posterior disc bulge for which one or two injections of epidural cervical was advised. The patient refused those injections. He also doesn't want any surgical options. She doesn't want any spinal cord stimulation device. And at this time, no other treatments are possible except for conservative treatment that patient is choosing willingly. Her MRI of the brain was reviewed as well, which showed evidence of TBI at frontal lobe, parietal lobe, occipital lobe, and temporal lobe in the year of November 2023. Hence, I have ordered a neurotrauma assessment with clinical consult through Helix Pathology Lab for identifying the presence of TBI. The patient was advised to continue seeing a counselor, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. Change having all the DMEs like cervical traction, cervical pillow, soft neck collar, cervical traction, tense units, carpal splint. Counseling is going on. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered since 2023. Patient was also advised to see a psychiatrist in neurology. Thank you.